We're CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have David, better known as Skip, right in the booth, and he's the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and he's going to be talking to us about the next presentation coming up this Wednesday, the 29th of November, 7 p.m. So welcome, Skip.
Oh, welcome. Nice to be back again.
It's nice to have you here. So bring us up to speed. Who will be presenting this time and what
well,
is
we
the...
have Dr. Marc Vellin from the University of Sherbrooke, and he will be talking about the vegetation at Mount Meganic.
Okay.
How the different climate change, how it's affecting the upper part of Mount Meganic.
Okay.
And the bottom, and how it's really changing and the animal life also.
Okay.
And how the animal life is going on to the vegetation, like deer and different things. They change their patterns.
Okay, that's interesting.
It should be very, very interesting.
Yeah, because of the climate change.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this guy has his lab and everything at the University of Sherbrooke.
Okay, so he's a professor in the biology department at the University of Sherbrooke, so that's great. Tell us a bit more about the presentation.
He's a real expert on it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the animal life is really making an effect with the climate change on the vegetation of Meganic. They've been watching it now for over 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's had his lab up there, in a mobile lab, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really affecting it. And I spend a lot of time up there at the base of Mount Meganic. And over the years, we've seen a lot of change just where we are.
Okay. That's interesting, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. It is warmer. There's no question about it. We're not having the ground's not freezing up like they used to in that.
Kind of shocking, too. Beautiful place around Mount Megantic, and lots of camping there, lots of people there.
So. And you stayed at the camps, too?
We did, yeah. Very beautiful place.
Oh, yeah. No. It's so nice that we don't know what we have in our backyards.
You know, it's true.
I mean, people travel a long ways to go to these places, National Park, and we got one 35 miles away. I mean, it's quite interesting.
It's very interesting. When I went, I saw a lot of different vegetation there, too, like the blueberries in the summer. I hadn't seen those before.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And then you got the river that comes out of there, the mm-hmm. Salmon Valley River, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Through Scottstown.
Mm-hmm.
And that river, I'm sure compared to... It's one of the only untouched rivers in the Eastern Townships with no cottages on it or anything.
Okay.
No, it's a beautiful river. Oh, and that runs right through one of the clubs I belong to out there. So it's
really nice.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, like you said, we're so lucky to have all this in our backyard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Good. Now, the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, they meet once a month on the last Wednesday of the month. So this month, it's the 29th, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And where do they meet, Skip?
Amity Beaudoin Hall, mm-hmm. above the fire station in Lennoxville.
Okay. That's at, I believe, 10 Samuel Gratham Street, right in the heart of Lennoxville. And I think that there's an elevator there, too, for
Absolutely.
People that have
yes,
trouble
there
getting
is,
up there.
Yeah. And, okay. And the last, I wanted to thank you for the last meeting. Last time we were on the radio, we got over 40 people at the last meeting that we had.
That's wonderful.
And we really had a great time.
Nothing better than nature and
yeah,
hearing
and
about
at the
nature.
Last meeting, we also identified different birds and wildlife that we've mm-hmm. seen, our members have seen.
Okay.
And they were quite excited that they found a black-backed woodpecker.
Okay.
And now, I've never heard of this one either, but it's quite interesting. It ranges in the boreal forest with northern part of us.
Really?
They don't come down this way that often. And they were quite interested and quite enthused that they saw this bird.
Good. So that's something new as far as bird watching with the club is concerned then.
Yeah, for this bird, yeah.
Right, for this
but
bird.
Every that's one of our events that we sit there and everybody has a chance to tell us what they see at their bird feeders.
Okay.
And it's quite interesting what they do see. Everything from moose to everything, coyotes, everything. That's what they see around their bird feeders. So.
That's interesting, depending on where you live, too.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know you have a huge bird feeder there, and I guess it's, I don't know, it's fed somehow there.
Oh, mine, my electronic one.
Yeah, your electronic one, yeah.
Yeah, it goes every 2 hours. It shoots off, and so I get deer there. Last night, I had about 3 deer.
Wow.
And but yes, and they come around. But yeah, now with this weather that we're having, with the snow and all that, it's time for the bird feeders.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to mention that it, if you become a member of the St. Francis Natchez Club, that you can buy your bird feed at Clark's and Sons, and they give you 10% off.
Okay, that's good to know. That's an incentive to feed the birds.
Yeah, and it doesn't take long to pay off your membership fees.
It doesn't.
So, and it's a, and we're helping a local entrepreneur, or a local business.
Mm-hmm. So the membership fee, I believe, is $25 a person per year?
Yeah.
Okay, that's certainly nothing. You can't get anything for $25, so that's great. What types of birds do you think we might see this time of the year? Do you have any idea?
Well, right now, everybody's complaining that they're not seeing many.
Okay.
There's been a real lull. They're just not... well, right now, in my bird feeder, it's crows and, mm-hmm. And blue jays.
Blue jays.
And,
blue jays.
Nothing rare. I had a robin, still a robin around.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But outside of that, everybody's saying the same thing, that we don't know what's going on with it. And along that line, it might be along the line now that the Oiseau Quebec just mentioned that they've disidentified 11
endangered
species of birds. So, I mean, and you can see that on our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
on the St. Francis Naturalist Valley Naturalist Club.
Okay.
And the pictures are there with the names of the birds that that are endangered.
That's amazing. Any type of common birds that we might identify? Or?
No, I didn't. Well, the coot. I noticed one there, yellow-front coot.
Okay.
That one there is, and we used to see them everywhere. And,
okay.
But now they say that's in the endangered list. So
that's
that
amazing.
Could be climate change. That could be something to do with climate.
It could, yeah. Do you have any ideas, for instance, what type of bird feed works best, or how to keep the squirrels away? Or
well, there we go, squirrels, yeah. Well, they do have the 7-2 with the with the shield on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty hard to keep the squirrels away. I mean, and raccoons.
Okay, the raccoons.
I have a family of raccoons that I like eating there. So.
Okay.
but that's I feed pure whole kernels corn.
Okay.
And that way, that's more for the deer and the bigger birds.
Okay.
But I guess, no, the mix.
Okay, so any type of mixed bird feed, and I guess sunflowers too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. Anything else new with the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club and other than the presentation and the bird watching?
Well, we had a very successful time at Curry's Pond at Bishop's.
Nice.
With the students from LES, Lennox Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
We had about 40 children.
Wow, 40 children.
And it turned out really, really well. We didn't see many birds, but we saw a lot of other nature, and they were quite interested. And each one had to do a project, a book.
Mm-hmm.
And they've presented that while in front of the classroom, and they have a display booth in front.
Right.
I saw a picture of it. Very, very nice. They did a great job. They were very interested with the students.
Good. And do you know what grade they were?
Grade 4 and 5.
Grade 4 and 5. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, combination class.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So definitely that will be something that will stay with them, and hopefully you'll have some new members in a few
years,
too.
Well, let's hope. We're going to try to encourage it, I think. There might be some news coming in on that.
Good for you. Now, Curry's Pond, that's right behind the complex at Bishop's, I guess.
Yeah, by the library, the new library, the temporary library they built there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to park, even during the week now. If you go over there, it's quite easy to park there. And they have a walkway, elevated area, so you can go up and look over. And very nice, very, very nice.
So that's a great place to go for nature. Do you have any other suggestions?
Well, the walkways, St. Francis, you park it out of Beaver Club Park, go along by the ponds there and that.
Mm-hmm.
Quite interesting. And this time of year, you should start seeing some different birds here because the ponds are frozen, but it should be interesting. There's other birds.
Good. Do you know how long the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club has been going?
Yes. Started in 1955.
1955?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long have you been a member?
Oh, only 4 years.
Only 4 years, and you've learned a lot. And,
with the talent that's there and the expertise we have, it's unbelievable. I mean, anybody's interested in nature should be coming, that's for sure.
Definitely, and you have a presentation once a month and all kinds of other things, too. Your walkabouts, probably.
Yeah, we have, four or five walkabouts.
Okay, that will be probably in the spring, I guess.
Early spring, yeah.
Okay.
And one of our first ones will be down that way, Scotchdown down that way.
Nice.
Yeah, so that'd be nice. They were on a for my load there that's
okay.
No cottages on it or anything, so it should be nice.
Really nice, great. So anything else you'd like to say before we go, Skip?
No, that's about it, I think. Yeah, it's don't forget your bird feeders.
No, definitely not. So next meeting at the Amity Bodwin Community Center in Lenoxville, and it's open to anybody. And if you're not a member, you can still come.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And is there a charge?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Then come up and have a tea and a cookie and
good.
Listen to the presentation.
Good. So if you're wondering maybe if it's for you, just go to a meeting and find out. And if it's for you, definitely $25, and that will get you a whole year's membership.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Skip. All
Thank
the best.
You, Maureen.